New York City, New Jersey, Connecticut, and everybody under the sound of the voice. The wait is over, y'all. Especially for the fellas here. A lot of you have been knowing, been going to the website, you've been seeing the beautiful picture of the lovely and the sexy and the beautiful Montana De Leon. And guess what? She is here live in New York City and she's in the love zone. What's up, baby?
Hey, what's going on?
Welcome to New York City.
Thank you.
Right now, I want to make sure, did I get the last name right?
Montana De Leon.
De Leon, you know, I was wondering, I said, I'm going to say De Leon because it looks like De Leon. And we've been inviting a lot of listeners and guests and fans of hers from her website to come on by. And the first guest here tonight is my man Rudy. What's up, Rudy? Welcome to the Love Zone.
What's good?
Oh, you sitting next to what's good, man.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
No doubt, huh? All the way from the lovely, lovely Florida, man. I mean, it's a little cool up here, Montana. What you think?
It's a lot cool up here compared to Miami.
But we want to take time out on behalf of 90.3 FM and say welcome, welcome, welcome to the studio and the stations of Harlem Community Radio. Welcome to Harlem, baby.
Thank you so much. I've been getting a lot of love from New York. So much love.
Yeah?
Yes. All right.
Well, I know you've been busy. You've been doing photo shoots and stuff. What brought you to the Big Apple?
I think it was time. It was basically time, but mostly my manager got me out here.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then everything just started falling into place when I got out here. It's back to back. I have so much stuff to do now. It's wonderful.
Yeah. So tell me what you've been doing. I know you did a photo shoot or something last night, right?
I'm going to keep that quiet for now. Okay. But I got some things coming up, some magazines. Mm-hmm. I'm still shooting. I'll be shooting tomorrow, actually. Radio interviews, trying to host some parties out here.
Okay.
I'm trying to make it like a monthly thing where I come out to New York.
Uh-oh, don't start something now.
I'm trying.
For those of you who don't know, she is a lovely actress, model, motorcyclist. I mean, the motorcyclist part, ooh.
We're going all night about that one.
Yeah, well, let's get that one on out the way right and early. Let's talk about your motorcycling riding.
Okay.
Got you in the motorcycles.
I just woke up one morning and said I wanted a bike. I didn't even know how to ride. Mm. But about 4 years ago, I went and bought a 600 Suzuki Gixxer.
Mm.
And I had someone ride it home for me. I learned that night. And I've been riding just about every day for the past 4 years.
Just love riding motorcycles.
Just love riding motorcycles. Man. I'm real wicked on a bike.
Get out of here. Like that?
Like that.
Okay. Lordy, sexy supermodel that loves to ride motorcycle. You know, I see them. I never rode them, but I like to ride them, definitely, if I can learn how to ride them. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe next one of the next trips to New York, you show me how to ride.
I don't know about New York. They're kind of crazy driving up here.
We'll go out on the island somewhere.
Yeah, we got to go far, far out.
You've been starring in a lot of films and doing commercials. I mean, they got me your bio, and that thing is like too long for me to even memorize, girl.
Yes, I have a lot of independent films I did. I did some extra work on Stuck on You with Greg Kinnear and Matt Damon.
Okay.
I also did a little bit of extra work on The Beauty Shop with Queen Latifah
just came out. Queen Latifah, you know, and I was looking at it, and I was fast forwarding, and I was pausing. I was saying, there she go. No, that ain't her. There she go. No, that ain't her. And I'm sure once everyone's seen that on your website, they were doing the same thing. How about you, Rudy? Did you try to see it?
Yeah, I tried, but I didn't see it. I'm going to go home. And watch it again.
Watch it again, huh? Be careful saying home now. You can't say home.
Hey, it is what it is. I already seen it there, so.
Oh, man, almighty. Let's get into your modeling career. How long you been modeling, baby?
I've been modeling off and on for the past 5 years, but I've really been dedicated to it for the past year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my second website now, 1900, I'm sorry, I don't even know my own website, 1900montana.com. That's the second version. The first one was montanamadness.com.
Yeah, that was mad, though.
It was.
What happened to the madness?
Madness has been toned down a bit, and it's like, oozing sexiness with the 1900 Montana. It's just oozing sexiness right now. So it's totally different. Yeah, it is totally different. But within the past year, I've been doing the internet thing real strong also.
Yeah.
And I've met a lot of people through the internet thing, a lot of other models.
The internet is the way to go. And I know you got some model friends in the industry who you want to send some love out to. We don't do shout outs, so you can send some love out.
Much love to my girl Tiara from tiaraforever.com. That's the number 4, tiaraforever.com. That's my ace boom coon in the game.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to get her up here too then.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. She's going to be out here.
She's going to be out
here. Definitely.
Y'all see, she looking like, without a doubt, y'all.
Yeah.
Who else you want to say hello to?
It's so many people. I don't want to start saying hello and then I forget someone saying hello to everybody. I love you guys. I love the support. I love everybody just being there for me. I thank you so much.
Well, mentioning your support, you know, we got my man Kevy Kev, who's been in touch with me constantly doing his thing. Was that your assistant there?
That's my manager.
That's your manager.
He's holding it down in New York for me.
Keeping it real up here. He's on the ball, dude. Do a good job.
Yeah.
Got to say hello to your agency and Akilah.
Akilah.
Got to say hello to Akilah and everybody. And thank them for making sure that you get here to WACR. The lovely Denise Williams right here on 90.3 FM. Lord have mercy. The lovely Montana De Leon is in the zone, just having a ball. I mean, I'm so used to seeing her post her pictures and stuff and all like that, but she always just cracking up and just enjoying New York City. Once again, Rudy, my man. You part of her Yahoo fan club over there, right? Online.
Please believe me.
Yeah, all right. I'm gonna let you know about Yahoo. But now, Yahoo, they always got questions they post to Montana online. What is it you always wanted to ask Montana?
Can I ask that on here?
if you keep it clean. Lord have mercy.
I guess I'm going to have to ask the regular question. When did you start modeling?
That wasn't the question, but...
All right, I tell you what. We're going to have some fun. We're going to let you ask the question, but you're going to clean it up.
Wait, let me do it for him because he pre-asked the question.
Okay, go ahead. Do it ready. Give us the radio version. Give us the radio version.
He asked if he were to purchase me a top from Victoria's Secret, what size would it be? Am I right?
You're absolutely correct.
That's a good radio version, okay.
No, but she cleaned it up.
All right. Well, go ahead. If he was to purchase you a top from Victoria's Secret, what size would your top be?
A 38D.
38D.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He over there going, We're going to swing the mic around. We got another fan in the Love Zone of Montana. Came all the way from out of town just to meet her. From down south. Where you from, Roy?
Well, I came up from Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia's in the house, but you sitting next to the queen right there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. What you want to say there? What would you like to ask her? She's been known to leave men speechless. I got to tell you that.
Well, I'm about speechless right now, but Just hope you have a good career. I can't think of anything to ask right now.
Thank you. And speaking of Atlanta, Georgia, I was actually thinking about moving out there within the year.
Okay, well, it's good for, as far as buying land and
yes,
stuff
like exactly.
Now,
That's exactly why.
Okay. Got my man, Mr. JB, in the Love Zone with us tonight, hanging out. Swing that mic around to JB. One of our co-workers there. James, you've been waiting. She's here now.
Yes, Montana.
She's here now.
I have just an easy question for you.
Okay.
What are you doing after the show?
Oh. Well, Mr. Man, I may be hitting up the club 4040. I don't know.
Okay.
I hear so much about it,
Hanging
so I think I need to show my face. Yes, I got to show my face in there.
Okay, well, listen. Yeah, I'm doing nothing, so if you want to drag me along, I'm okay with that, too.
Sounds like a date, huh?
I'm really pleased to meet you.
I'm pleased to meet you, too. Thank you. You're so sweet.
As we get back in on and find out what makes this woman the woman that she is, she's been modeling a long time, been doing commercials, too. Hey, you ran down some of your films with your commercials. You done did some shoe ads, community title loans, the loan girl. That was you in that commercial,
huh? Yes. I still get talked about to this day about that commercial.
The loan girl, huh?
Yes. They will not stop playing that commercial, you know?
Well, aren't you happy? It would be better if they would flash your name when it's here. That's Montana.
Yeah, you know.
Lordy, have mercy. Mm-hmm. South Beach Honeys. Mary.com?
Yes, I don't want to talk about that.
Okay, we're not going to talk about Mary.
Moving right along to the Virgin commercial I did with Missy Elliott. That was like...
Get out of here.
It was so fun. It was so fun.
How was it working with Missy?
She's a character.
She is.
She's a character, and she's real. That's what I like about it. She's real, but it was fun. Long day, but it was so fun.
Okay. And also, shot some videos up. Man, I mean, Angie Stone. Mm-hmm. With Snoop, yes. Get out of, you be hanging with the big people.
I be trying.
You ain't trying, girl.
I be trying.
You doing your thing, girl. Mm-hmm. I mean, you doing. Oh, we was in the office today and just looked at the Get Low, Get Low.
Oh.
And there was a young lady up in the cage just doing her thing.
Yes.
Now a lot of people don't even know that's you in the video.
So I know.
We here to spread the word about you. That's the purpose of WHCR 90.3 FM, especially the Love Zone. It's a gateway. To just explain and expose, you know, some of our people to people like you, celebrities, high-end actresses and stuff, and let them know where you were in the video and what you were doing and
exactly.
all that, so that they know it's not just about the star up in the front, right? That video could have been with the way it is without you.
It could have.
No,
could
not
have.
No, because
it
no, it couldn't. Not with.
Now imagine they would have threw me in the front of the camera. Oh my goodness!
Then it would have been 100 times better.
Yeah, you know.
A lot of print things you've done. I mean, you may tell me, for up and coming actresses that want to get into this business, how did you get started? You know, what is the path you have to take to go from where you started to where you are, and of course to where you're trying to get to?
Well, for me, somebody took me under their wing, basically. But it's really, really easy to start on your own. You just contact your local modeling agency and they'll tell you everything you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's easy.
There's a lot of agencies, you know, because I know people, they have asked me and they told me about some bad experiences. You know, they are sending the pictures or something, or they're going to agency, want them to pay for this stuff up front.
Oh, yeah.
Someone told me you should never have to pay for something up front. Just submit your photos and stuff. Wait for them to call you if they ask for your money up front. So let's talk about that part. Is that true?
Yeah, there's a lot of scamming going on, but definitely you never have to pay any money for anything besides your own pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And pictures average around $300 for a photo shoot. Okay. And there are a lot of photographers that will do it for free. But a very, very good start, if you don't really have much money, it's like onemodelplace.com.
Okay.
It's a website that you post your pictures up, and photographers will contact you and offer you free photo shoots. And if someone's auditioning for a video or whatever, they'll contact you through that. So that's a really, really good start.
OneModelPlace.com. All right. Now, give out your website again.
Website is 1900Montana.com.
Now, tell me, if anyone still type in Montana Madness, will it bounce them to that new
Montana
one?
Montana Madness does direct you there. Also, Montana Deleon directs you there also.
Okay, great. That's the way to do it. Buy up all the names.
Exactly.
Right there. You know, we got to compliment you on your new website. We were by there. We saw it, especially the opening photo. And mm-hmm. we noticed you have it on your T-shirt there.
Yes, I do.
And I'm an extra large, so when you get back, just make sure you sign one and send one back to New York. But
okay.
You open a photo. You know, I tell people with websites, the main picture, the first picture you see has to be the right one. And you shot the heck out of that picture.
Oh, you like that one?
That one is hot.
Okay, that's what's up.
That's what's up. And your web designer did a good job.
Yes, he did.
Did an excellent job. Moving right along, tell me some of the other models that, have any models inspired you to get into this business, or was it just something you wanted to do?
For a long time, I watched Tiara from tiaraforever.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw her a lot of places, but I never thought about actually doing the internet thing.
Right.
Until I met Dwayne from summerbunnies.com.
Okay.
Dwayne actually got me started. He did my first photo
shoot. Give
some love
up to Dwayne.
Yes,
what's up, Dwayne?
Definitely. Summer Bunnies is doing their thing.
They are.
Yes, they are.
Rudy, we got to go check that one out. You checked it out yet?
I already checked it out.
Get Rudy the mic. I'm behind here. summerbunnies.com, huh?
Summerbunnies.com. I've checked out.
I've
checked out everything that she's done. Yeah.
Oh, so hey, one time, that sounds like almost like your number one fan.
I know, right?
Number one.
Okay, that's what's up.
All right. You know, now tell me, Montana, you know, you've been out doing this and you have fans all over the world. How do you feel? I mean, hearing the response back from your fans and things like that.
It's surprising and it's flattering at the same time for people who don't really know me personally
mm-hmm.
to have love for me like that and support right. for me like that. So it's like, it's real, like, I don't know. It's like almost, you know.
Tito, get us some tissue, Tito.
No, me stop. It's my little acting skill there, yeah. But no, it's real touching. It's real touching.
Now tell me, I mean, you can be honest. Has it gone to the head, or you still got it in
check? No, it hasn't gone to the head. And I honestly believe it will never go to the head. No. I'll always be close to my fans, always.
Amen. To that.
All right.
Now, we're going to talk about a side that a lot of people don't talk about, and that's like the financial side. And a lot of people, they see the pictures, they see the glamour, they see the websites and stuff, and they look like, and they say like, wow. she must be a millionaire. You know, and they looking at it and all this. I mean, is it easy? Is it hard?
It's not easy at all. I'm actually at my grinding stage where I'm grinding real hard to make money. I'm spending money, but hopefully it's to make more money. You know, paying for trips, flights, clothing for photo shoots, and just it entails a lot of things I have to pay for.
Okay.
And I'm in the middle of where I'm paying for a lot of stuff, and the other side is basically stuff will start paying off for me.
All right.
So that's what the trip to New York is all about. I'm looking for different events to get, you know, involved with, hosting parties, like anything I can do, acting, writing, everything.
Mentioning writing. You got talent. You have talent. I mean,
what can I say?
This girl has. My man Rudy looking over here. I already know.
I already know.
You have some talent when it comes to writing. I mean, you have to go check out her website. I mean, some things I can't read back, but Lordy, you have skills, girl. I mean, how did that? Has it just been a natural thing for you?
It's natural. I guess I have so much bottled up inside that. A pen and paper is my escape. A pen and paper is my escape, and a pen and paper is also a way for me to live out my fantasies.
Your fantasies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mentioning your fantasies. Because, you know, a lot of guys, we've been getting emails saying accidents. I mean, why can't your fans want me to ask you things that I can ask you on the air?
I don't know.
What does that effect you have on guys like that? You know,
it's all fantasy. I think it
fantasy?
Is
fantasy.
It's all fantasy.
And how do you feel being like the fantasy of, I'm gonna say, millions of guys? Because I've watched the hits on your websites. You know, I've gotten emails that I can't even take home. So it's, I mean, you are like the fantasy to like millions of guys out there.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
the stories you write, and I mean, and I went to your website. She do not have. It is not a pornography website. Let's clear that up right there. Mm-hmm. All right. You know, her writing is interesting and very detailed, to the point, even lessons on how to do certain things. Hey, fellas, I'm going to tell you something. And this is where I compliment you at, because me being on your mailing list there, I received some of it. And she have instructions on how to satisfy a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fellas, you know. Who can tell you more than another woman how to satisfy a woman? We be thinking we know what we're doing, right, guys? You know, hey, look, everybody's in the studio agreeing with me here, but she gives you some details that work, y'all. All right, I'm going to tell you. It worked, you know. I mean, you lay it out there just like that. And how's the response been to those instructions?
They have been very, very thankful. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are trying new things out here. So obviously
experimenting.
It's working. Yes, exactly. Experiment and mastering it, basically. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting a lot of feedback from it, a lot of positive feedback.
Rudy, I mean, have you tried any of her advice?
Yes, I have.
Have it worked?
Yes, it has.
All right. Now, I know something also, we get emails from women who compliment you on what you're doing. And, you know, a lot of people think that women will be hating against you, you know.
You guys just don't see that part, but it does.
It happens.
Yes, it does.
It do happen. You know, I'm not mention people name or anything like that, but some, like, even when we put the interview notice up, some people say, well, what do a model have to do with music? And, you know, and I'm trying to explain to people that it's not just about music. It's about your career. It's about WACR helping you and giving you exposure. Now, we've had Playboy Playmates here. First Black Playmate of the Year, Renee Tennyson. June's been here. We have multiple Playmates here. And that's what it's about, helping. And like I said, we've gotten feedback from females that have given you compliments on your beauty, compliments on what you're trying to do and your success and everything. People even asking how to get in. So I've pointed them to your website. And an email. What kind of email address they got to reach you at? Or your website?
They have my Yahoo, MontanaDeLeon at Yahoo.com. It's on the contact page of the 1-900-Montana.com. And I answer my email personally.
Uh-oh, say that again. Say it again, because that was a question that was going to come up.
I do answer my email. I get so many, and I answer probably like 95%. Of the email. Some of it people get mad at me, I don't answer. But 95% of it I do. I get so much.
I'm gonna tell you right in person, I'm glad you answered mine. Rudy, now tell me, have you ever wrote her?
Yes, I have.
And she wrote you back?
How you think I knew about this?
Well, she's very touchable and very reachable. Once again, 1-900-MONTANA, that is.
Yes,
1-900-MONTANA. She's here for me for the duration. And, hey, we're going to play some music and come on back. 212-491-4685. That is the number to dial to get in live. If you want to talk to the lovely and the beautiful Montana De Leon. Yeah.
Let me hold your hands. Through all the years we've been together.
Trouble now. 90.3 Love FM right here in the heart of Harlem, New York. She's come home to Harlem, USA. The queen of the model scene for sure is what I call her. The lovely, the beautiful, and Lord knows if Rudy have anything to say, the sexiest.
The sexiest.
Montana De Leon is here live. A lot of people, somebody been calling here and then hanging up. You can talk to her. She will not, will you tell them you won't bite?
I won't bite, not through the phone.
She may lip nibble, but she won't. calm down, Rudy. Calm down, Rudy. Rudy, Roy, you all guys over there are something else. Montana, you know, each day up on the website as much as you can, I think, you post a question of the day. And before we get into that, we got a listener that's on the internet that asks, do you plan to get into anything else behind the camera, like producing or directing? Is that anything of your interest?
I do plan, after I finish my book, I do plan on trying to write some screenplays. Mm-hmm. Because if you can't get where you want to be, you got to break through the back door. So okay, I figure if I write my own screenplay.
Okay, go ahead.
That's breaking through the back door.
All right. Well, like we were saying, we start off the question of the day for today. Ooh. We remember that one. That one there was. Well, I'm going to let you ask. Why don't you go and ask? Because a lot of your fans are listening from all over the world, UK, Germany, South Africa, everywhere. Did you know you have fans all over the world like that?
Yes, I know. I found out recently.
Recently?
Yes.
Whoa.
That's what's up.
Hey, you know, go check the stats part of your website. You see where they're clicking in from.
Mm.
All over. Well, you posed the question of the day, and what was that?
Okay, you know, I like to start a lot of controversy and a lot of conversation in my group.
Mm-hmm.
So on the Yahoo group, I posted the question, if you were happily married and you were out of state on a business trip or whatever, and you have the opportunity to have sex with someone really, really hot, no strings attached, no phone calls, no nothing, no ever have to see them again, would you do it?
Now, you say really, really hot. Hot like you?
Hot like your type. Like whatever your type
whatever
may
your
be,
type is,
that's what they are.
I'll be in trouble. Not to be sad. Okay, good question there. Good question. All right. And you've been getting a lot of feedback from, and CB been asking me to make sure we ask that question. So we got some guys in the studio. We're going to take it around. Rudy, your number one fan now. Here you are. You out on a road trip now, you know. And if you're married or not, we don't know. And
nope.
You're not married. But
nope.
Okay. But if you were, that was the question, right?
Right.
If you were married and you out on a road trip, you happen to bump into Montana.
Happily married now. You happily married.
Montana. Now, you happily married, man, but you bump into Montana. You go see one of her shows, and she meets you backstage, happens to say, hi, how you doing? And you're surprised she's speaking to you. And it's like, yes, yeah, so listen, I don't know nobody here. And like, what are you doing for the rest of the night? And I mean, all the cards are just falling right your way.
Mm-hmm. You far away from home. I don't have your number. I don't even know your name.
And she promised you no strings attached.
I won't bother you. I won't stalk you no matter how good it is.
But she wants you for one night. One night.
Would you help me relieve my stress?
Would you help her? Listen to her. Get in front of that mic there. Somebody get him a tissue. Would you? Would you help her?
Oh, forget about this beautiful wife you got at home that cooked that mean steak now.
Mm-hmm.
No strings.
No strings attached. You'll never see me again.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I got to respect her for keeping it real.
I'm keeping it real. I got to.
Keeping it real, huh?
But, like, the guilt, it wouldn't eat at you.
We talking about Montana. I mean, for real. I mean, be real.
Hey, that's your house, man.
But hey,
I'm going to give you 100% power handshake on that one, man, for keeping it real, though, because a lot of guys in that situation would say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not the only one in here tonight. Swing that mic around to the next R. Roy. Roy, now, are you married, Roy?
No, I'm not.
No, you're not married. But let's say, hypothetically, you were married to a beautiful woman,
Beautiful woman. But here you go. Look to your right. Look to your right. You see that? Stand up, Montana. Stand up, Montana. Stand up, Montana.
Here we go.
Stand up. Now spin around for him. Spin around. Now, pow! Look at that. Now you. She comes backstage, and you know, this is what's presented to you, man. I mean, she promised you what? What's the catch? No strings attached.
No strings attached. You'll never hear from me again. I'll never bother you.
All right. Would you help her? Now you happily married. Wife come home every night cooking for you, cleaning clothes, keeping the house, taking care of the kids, everything. Let you go bowling when you ain't going bowling. All that stuff. You know, you've been bad before, she forgave you. I'm going to make it harder for you now. You've been bad before, and she forgave you if you promised never to do it again.
Well,
what would you do?
I have to say, well, I was telling Montana earlier, I'm a teacher of sexual kung fu and alchemy, and I would have to say I would have to take it upon myself to teach her what I know.
Uh-oh! All right.
We got to take her.
Lord, that's two, Montana. That's two.
Okay.
Lord have mercy. Are we going to swing the mic around any further? Let's swing that mic around right there.
Please do.
Mr. James Bates, is that a call for her?
Hang on.
We must got a bad phone connection here tonight. Keep trying, y'all. We're going to get you on the air with her. Please keep trying. All right, Mr. Bates here. You're in the Love Zone Question of the Day show with Montana DeLeon. And you know the question, and all we want to know is, now, first of all, are you happily married? You married?
I'm happily married.
Oh, so he can't really answer the question like he wants to, even if he did want to cheat. So we're going to let you off the hook. But what would you have said, wink, wink? What would you have said?
Keeping this hypothetical.
Hypothetically. Now, meanwhile, your wife will not.
And I have a history.
Uh-oh.
I've learned to control myself, but I got to say, if this situation presented itself.
Wait a minute. Stand up, Montana.
No, don't, Montana.
He said he can't handle the pressure. No, okay, I'll sit down.
I gotta tell you, there's no doubt in my mind what would happen.
We're gonna leave it at that.
We're gonna keep them all right.
All right. I can read between the lines.
You can, huh?
Yes, I can.
All right. Lord have mercy. Gotta give it up to her. The most beautiful woman on the net, they say. The lovely, sexy Montana DeLeon. Listen, girl, we know you got big plans coming up because Kevin told me. We going for motion pictures, I hear.
Oh, yes, we are.
Motion pictures?
Mm-hmm.
Now tell me, who's your favorite actress?
My favorite actress right now is Angela Bassett.
An actor?
Actor Denzel.
Denzel.
Yes.
So I would assume that is, if you can get a what would that be? A supporting actress role against any male actor out there? Would it be Denzel?
It'd be Denzel.
No, why Denzel?
Denzel is so versatile. He can play roles that a Caucasian man can play, a Chinese man can play. He's so versatile.
I'm versatile. Why Denzel? No, but that's good. You know, got to give a compliment to my man Denzel, who happens to be in New York starring in a Broadway play.
Oh, yes.
Right,
I need to go check that out. Caesar, right?
Yep, that's right.
I need to go check that out.
He's doing his thing. Tell me, now you say Angela Bassett. Why Angela?
Angela Bassett. Angela Bassett is at the point in her career she can pick and choose what she wants to do. And she's a very seasoned actress, and she's been around for, from far as I know, at least 10, 11 years, as far as I know. And she's just doing her thing. She's definitely doing her thing.
So, Kev, we got to get with Denzel, man, RP person, PR person.
Yes, sir.
Yes, if you're listening in, why don't you call into the radio station?
Denzel, we know you're listening because we're your favorite radio station. Make sure you give us a call. And Angela, you're out there in California listening by way of the internet. Give us a call. What type of music are you into, darling?
I'm into everything but R&B, slow jams.
That's your thing right there? Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to pull up off the mic and we're going to drop another slow jam on New York City. And we're going to, let me see, we're going to play something like, how about, let me see. We need to play something that's going to hurt them. We're going to play something to make them go, uh-oh. Is that the one, baby?
Yep.
That's the one. She's closing her eyes, y'all. She's going into that zone. We're going to find out where she went when we come back. 90.3 Love FM, you're in the Love Zone.
Would you mind if I touched, if I kissed, if I held you tight?
special guest tonight, the lovely, the beautiful, and oh my God, the sexiest woman on the net, as they say. The lovely Montana De Leon is in the house with us, with some of her lucky, lucky fans who wrote in and they clicked on that VIP pass request and they are here live, live, live. My man Big Will, Willie Anderson, is in the love zone, sitting here soaking her up. Lord, looking at her. I'm glad I'm all the way over here. I'm glad I'm the host. Y'all lucky. Y'all get to sit right next to her. Stop shaking your legs, huh? You all right? Oh, mercy. We was getting into, matter of fact, y'all, those of you listening, she has a DVD that's being produced right now. Yours truly is on it, so make sure you get it. Anyway, my man Kevin's shooting up. I mean, you're getting ready to do your DVD. What's all going to be on the DVD that they can look forward to seeing?
It's no telling with me because I'm real unpredictable and I'm real spontaneous, so you never know.
We're going to leave it like that, but is it going to be like, what, rated PG? Or,
it might be.
Or not rated? Or
it all depends on the mood and what I'm drinking that day. If I'm drinking Kool-Aid or Grand Marnier.
Okay.
I don't know.
Mentioning drinking, I want to say hello to my good friend Giovanni, the bartender to the stars.
Oh, yes, Giovanni. What's up?
Right here on 90.3 Love FM. You got the DVD coming out, and she's going to be here for the rest of the weekend. And, I mean, you make 40-40 Club, you saying?
I'm hopefully going to be hitting 40-40 tonight, yeah.
Lord have mercy. Now, let's see. For magazines, like, some people never seen your magazine, so if they can go to some magazines, what magazines have you done?
Well, the
what
recent
covers?
One that I've seen, is Don Diva.
Don Diva.
Don Diva just put a big old
Put the mic over there to Rudy, because he just, he's
have you seen it?
Yeah, I got it today.
Ooh. So what do you think about the picture that they put in there?
Oh, I love it.
They were exposing a lot in that picture. Did you see it, Maurice?
I have not seen it. I didn't even know it was up.
He had my manager has.
Okay. See, this is the good thing about radio. See, this is the good thing about
Fans
radio.
Fans Magazine have been smashing and grabbing my pictures, but they won't put my name there, but I'm in there.
But are they paying you for them?
No.
No? Okay, we're going to do something about that. Let's look at the feds and let's see what we got here. Okay. Yep, they have been snatching your pictures.
Yes, I've seen this one.
Beautiful shot there.
Don Diva gave me shout outs. They at least put the welps. I love Don Diva. All right, Don Diva.
This is the one that they did, right? Don Diva. Let's see what we got in here. Okay, Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Montana and the girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Ebony, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you flip back before my picture, you'll see Tiara from tiaraforever.com.
This is your girlfriend.
Tiara,
your good friend. Yes. Good friend, y'all. Good friend.
Okay. Very, very good friend.
Tiara. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, both of y'all cannot come here at the same time. I'm sorry. Take that. Let's move that right along. Got to give some love out to Don Diva. Which issue
yes,
is this?
Yes, Don Diva. Which issue is that?
This is the... Where do they have it wrote in? Lord.
Is it on the side?
The best issue. That's
it's,
all I'm
it's the new issue, so.
The new issue. Yeah, okay, here we go. Issue 21, Volume 5. See who this is. Maybe this... Oh, we got a caller on the line I want to say hello to. Let's go to the love line real quick. Oh, I lost it right there. Maybe that's them. 90.3 FM. Hello.
Hello, Maurice.
Hi.
This is Stacia.
Hey, Stacia, how you doing?
Under the weather tonight.
Under the weather, huh?
Well, yeah.
Well, hopefully, we got somebody here. You want to say hello to the lovely Montana De Leon?
Yes, I do.
Go right ahead.
Hello, Montana.
Good evening. What's up, Miss Lady?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I hear you're a bit under the weather.
Yeah, I'm sounding deeper than the voice right now.
It's cool. Get better, baby.
Yeah, I will. I just want to tell you, keep doing what you're doing. And I ain't married none of them guys up in that studio, okay? Y'all are bad. Y'all making me unhappy.
Uh-oh. But you said you wasn't mad with us.
Matter who?
With them. You said you wasn't mad with them.
I ain't mad, but you said you don't come looking this way to marry Miss Me, you know? Y'all better stay away.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Thanks for calling. Hey, tell me, have you seen any photos of Montana?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, tell me, what you think about him?
Girl, keep doing it, girl.
Thank you, mama.
Because if it were me, I'd do the same thing, okay?
Okay.
All right, from a beautiful woman to another, keep doing you, okay?
Thank you, mama.
All right.
Thanks for calling, darling.
Okay.
All right, now there you go. You got it directly from another woman. Like I tell you, a lot of women give you compliments, and here go one of the listeners calling in, giving you a compliment, telling you to keep doing what you're doing, girl.
I love that support. I need that support.
All right, let's go to the love line and see who we got. First of all, we got to make sure that someone find out who this is first beforehand.
We didn't put Willie Anderson on the spot with the question of the day. He walked in a little late.
Okay, okay.
He looking at me like, you better not ask me that question, okay, girl. Well,
okay, I'll tell you what. Let's take this caller real quick, and then we'll get back to Willie. 90.3 FM, you're on live.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, who's this?
This is Burnell.
Burnell, welcome to 90.3 FM. You're on with Montana.
Yeah, how you doing, Montana?
Hey, what's up?
How you been?
I've been wonderful. Who's this again?
This is Burnell. You know who I am, though.
Oh, I was just making... Hey!
What's going on?
That's my number one fan.
How you doing, sweetie?
He started Majestic Models. It's a Yahoo group that he started dedicated to models.
Okay, okay.
Majestic Models on Yahoo. So, yeah, he's doing his thing.
He's doing his thing. Mm-hmm. That's your number one?
That's my number one fan.
Okay.
I don't know what's up with Rudy over here. What you got?
Rudy, you got to come. You got to start something, Rudy.
Yo, I'm not even mad at him. He started Majestic Models. I'm not even mad at him.
Now, wait a minute. You act like you know about Majestic Models?
Oh, yeah, I'm on there, too.
All right. Well, you know what, then? We have to get you down here, man. Get you to the radio station. Come hang out with us. What you think?
Oh, I told my team next time when I come to Florida, I'm going to holler at her.
All right.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Definitely. Now tell me, I mean, you've started the Miles thing. You hook up. What's been your feedback on Montana?
Oh, I love Montana. I mean, she knows, like, besides the modeling and all that,
mm-hmm.
The one thing I love about Montana is that she's real.
She's real.
Yeah. A lot of models, they just have their groups or whatever just, you know, to get things out of their members, mm-hmm. or to be adored or be worshipped. But, I mean, Montana's a real woman. She's a family woman. She's holding it down. She's got kids. She's doing the modeling thing. You know what I mean? So, you know, I got a lot of love and respect for her. She's doing her thing.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling, man. Thanks for showing us some love.
I love you.
I love you, too. Take care.
Man, you got fans like that that just adore you, girl. From everywhere.
That's my baby right there.
That's your baby, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What was that? Majestic Models.com? Yeah, okay.
It's a Yahoo group.
It's a Yahoo group.
Mm-hmm. And he has a very exposing picture right in the front, which is so funny. I'm like, I won't even put that on my scene.
Mm.
Listen to him. He's like, yes.
Now, you know, we're going to talk about some exposed photos and some non-exposed photos, all right, so that people get it cleared up, because I want to just make sure people know that Montana Deleon is not a porn star.
Right.
Okay, let's get that straight. Get it out of your mind. She is not a sexy woman with no brain. She's highly educated. She knows what she's doing. And her website is not a pornography website. You can go there. Beautiful shots. Beautiful, decent shots, all right? Do you second that emotion, Rudy?
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. All right. So when you go there, you will not be intimidated or feel. I mean, of course, it's nothing. I wouldn't say for anyone under 18, no, because it's an adult site. But it is not a pornography site, all right? So you will see no lewd acts or anything like that. Nevertheless, bingo. Good question, Kev. No, Kev don't want to talk on the mic, Montana, but he got a good question. We want the fans to write you to your website and let you know what they would like to see on the DVD.
Ooh, that should be interesting. Yeah, yeah.
We got one fan. We're going to ask him right now. What you want to see on the DVD, man?
You know what?
What?
It doesn't even matter as long as I get the DVD.
I
don't even mind just looking at her.
Now, tell me, how you feel? I mean, the day in your life, or everything you've done in life, you've never met Montana before, right?
No,
not in person.
Well, actually, I met her, but not really.
Kind of, sort of, but not
really.
At the Source Awards.
Okay, were you this close to her?
Yeah.
Were you really?
Yeah,
I was this close.
And
we weren't talking like this.
Okay, now what's the difference now? I mean, how you feel now compared to when you was at the Source Awards?
I love it.
Do you feel closer to her, like as you know her now?
Oh yeah, she's real cool. You know, I feel it. She's real.
Oh, that's
she's
my real. Dog now.
Now just think, next time you walk into any place she's appearing at, you can see it like Montana. What's that? She's like, let him through.
Uh-huh.
Let him through.
I hope so for real.
Lord have mercy. Once again, let's give out the website to him. 1-900-MONTANA. Go there, check her out. Send her email. Tell her you heard her on 90.3 Love FM. What's going on? I'm hearing. Okay. Thank you.
Can we put Willie on the spot?
Willie's still here.
Please.
Willie.
I want to put him on the spot with the question of the day.
Willie, the question of the day.
Question of the day.
You know what the
is,
question was. Oh, repeat it, Montana.
If you were happily is the key word here. Happily, everything is good at home. Beautiful woman, cook a mean steak, you know, wonderful in the bedroom. Just gorgeous. Now, you are out of town on a business trip and you have the opportunity to be with this woman. She's everything you want her to be, your type, everything.
She's Montana.
Okay, maybe, okay. Maybe Montana. Well. And no strings attached now. No strings attached. She'll never call you again. You'll never see her again. You'll never hear from her again. Would you have relations with this woman for that night?
I like to say it's 100 ways to make love to a woman. I'd have to make love to a man and a body would follow.
Okay. Okay. We're going to leave that one alone.
Uh-oh. I think that sums it all up right there.
We're going to leave that one alone. Lordy, have mercy. Man, oh my. She's here for the rest of the weekend, y'all. That's the one and only Montana. Now, people have been asking me, Montana, about pictures and stuff, autographs. How can do you sell autograph pictures?
Don't beat me up, you guys. I know I'm supposed to be on top of things. I have a manager now, so a lot of things should be getting done.
Okay, okay.
So, it'd be like Montana gear. I'll start like the t-shirts mm-hmm. I have on. Of course, autograph pictures, posters. I'll be giving away a lot of stuff when I do get it all. So, yeah, real soon.
Okay. When is my t-shirt coming?
I'm gonna text the girl right now and tell her to print you extra large.
Extra large.
Okay, I got you.
You got me?
I got
all
you.
Right. All right. Tell her. Make sure she hook it up. All right. Nevertheless, y'all, we want to thank her for coming by. And, man, if anything else we can do for you, darling, you know how to reach me.
Yes, I do.
You know how to reach me, Kev.
Right.
He said something, y'all. He said something. Look forward to the Montana De Leon DVD coming out shortly. Who knows? You may see somebody in there. You know, y'all. What you want to say before you go, darling?
I love everybody. New York has been showing me much love, and I will be back next month.
You will be back. And hey,
definitely.
You going to come by?
Yes, of course.
You going to come by?
Of course. What's your shirt? What's your shirt in hand?
Oh, personally delivered, y'all. 90.3 FM. Don't you move that down. We got more love songs. Love songs. Love songs like this one. Marvin Gaye coming up. Thank you, darling.